United States.
The hurricane season. Hunkering down. Florida prepares for the worst yet again.
The first day of June marks the annual start of America's hurricane season, which lasts till November the 30th. In Florida, which bears the brunt of the storms, newspapers celebrated the occasion by publishing special supplements telling readers everything they needed or wanted to know about hurricanes. Stores put on sale such essential items as generators, flashlights, and butane-powered stoves, and county and state officials told people to be prepared to hunker down. For the third consecutive year, Florida is enjoying a sales tax holiday on hurricane supplies. A long list of goods, including the above items, as well as radios, batteries, rechargeables and mobile phone batteries, those for automobiles or boats don't qualify, and reusable ice packs, are free of tax from June the 1st to 12th. Purchasers will save an estimated $25 million. Citizens, tourists and visitors were stocking up early this year, as Tropical Storm Barry hit much of Florida on the first 2 days of June, dumping 7 inches, 18 centimetres of rain on West Palm Beach. It was tiny compared with recent storms such as Hurricane Wilma in 2005 or the four hurricanes that devastated the state in 2004. But the season is only days old. Also feeling the brunt of the storm was the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The agency plans to spend $4 million celebrating its own 200th anniversary celebration while trimming $700,000 from the budget for hurricane research of its subsidiary agency, the National Hurricane Center. Better prepared for hunkering down is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Kennedy Space Center on the East Coast. Large squads are standing ready to cover up computers and other vital equipment and to lift anything that can be lifted off the floor in case of flooding. Covering rockets, though, is not so easy.